Talking once again with Bob Culp from Culp's Roofing in Stratford, and we covered some questions that home builders and homeowners ask about isoning spray foam last week. Now, one that comes up, I'm sure, is how do I protect or mask existing surfaces?
That is a good question, and good morning, Bob. The way you do that is basically with a plastic sheet or something, just like you were painting. You make sure that you protect all your plumbing fixtures and doorknobs and windows and doors and just, you know, anything that you wouldn't want to have overspray on, because this is a real, product that gets out into the air all over the place.
Now, do you come in before or after the heating contractor, the electrician, the plumber, and all these guys?
We actually come in after the work is all done in an area that needs the spray foam, isonene spray foam insulation. That's when we'll come in and do the foam. It's a little bit difficult to run wires and plumbing after this foam is installed, just because it does, you know, it sets up not super hard, but you want to have those things complete before we start.
Now, I know there's some types of insulation that attract mice and rodents. What about isonene?
That's a good question. You know, mice and rodents, we've all seen them burrow through. If you've taken apart an old building, they've, you know, made all kinds of tunnels through either cellulose or fiberglass insulation. And that really isn't the case with isonene. It's a little bit harder to burrow through, and there's no food value there. So unless, a mouse has a real need to go through it, they're going to go through it. But typically, they're not going to build houses out of this like they would out of a typical insulation product.
And if they'd like more information and a free customized proposal, how do they get a hold of you?
They would call me at 800-285-2917. My email address is bob.culp@culproof.com. And again, they can stop by at my office 2.5 miles east of Stratford on Highway 153. The 800 number is 800-285-2917.